Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Roger Brooks, Senior Counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. Roger, just this week, Forbes released an article that Instagram will soon ban all content pertaining to conversion therapy. While banning it seems to be the trend, New York City recently agreed to shell out $100,000 to cover attorney fees for a Jewish psychotherapist. Would you please tell us a little bit about this development?
Well, yes, this is kind of the second punch. When we saw this law passed by New York that purported to reach into the privacy of a psychologist, a psychiatrist counseling room with his patient and censor their conversations, even between adults, we thought that was a direct violation of the First Amendment, and we brought this lawsuit on behalf of Dr. Schwartz. And very promptly after we brought the lawsuit, the city of New York recognized that that law could not stand, and they repealed it. We had been talking about a final resolution, and last week the city recognized really kind of that this law was so unconstitutional that as part of a settlement, they needed to pay Dr. Schwartz's attorney's fees. And that's what happened, to the tune of $100,000. So I recognize the trend you're talking about, but it remains true that Americans ought to have, and I think the city of New York is recognizing, do have the right to have uncensored conversations about personal issues with counselors and therapists of their choice.
Yeah, if you can't talk to your counselor about it, where can you talk about it?
Well, and the notion of the government looking over your shoulder and suddenly putting a hand over your mouth and saying, can't talk about that in the counselor's room, the doctor's room, is really kind of chilling.
Yeah. Roger, conversion therapy is a little bit vague, and I think it means different things to different people. Would you be willing to briefly clarify what conversion therapy is?
Well, the media is full of scare stories about practices that may have been used decades ago, but so far as I know, nobody's using today. Dr. Schwartz said, I don't practice anything properly called conversion therapy. I simply sit in my study with people who want to talk with me, and I listen to them, and I ask questions, and I help them figure themselves out and pursue the lives they want to lead. And I think that describes what a lot of counselors and psychologists, some Christian, some Jewish, some none of the above, around this country do. So I frankly think the conversion therapy label is not useful and is being used to cover too many things, perhaps on purpose. But as I say, Dr. Schwartz said, I listen, I talk, I ask questions, I help people pursue the life they want to lead. And that's what we were managed to protect.
Wow. So it's like talk therapy pertaining to Dr. David Schwartz.
It was absolutely nothing but conversation.
Yeah. So the New York City Council chose to reverse its ban on so-called gay conversion therapy for adults last fall, although I frankly did not see much about that in the media. When it comes to minors, however, there's a different story. Why so, Roger?
Well, why so is an interesting question, but certainly a number of cities and states have similar laws that apply only to minors. And those are being challenged, and ADF is not representing anybody in those challenges, but those are being challenged in a number of courts and circuit courts around the country. And their constitutionality, too, I think, is open to question. Of course, legislatures are free to pass laws that would prohibit specific abusive practices. But teenagers, young people have First Amendment rights of free speech and freedom of religion as well. So I think there's a lot more to be said on the constitutionality of laws that reach simple conversations among individuals and their chosen counselors at any age.
Yeah. Right now, there are bans on this so-called conversion therapy in New York State and a number of Pennsylvania cities. That's our listening area. So in the Big Apple, some city council members, I saw this in an article, that they believed that the Supreme Court might reverse the law allowing for the therapy, and that happened before the change last fall. Do you think that is still a likely possibility? You know, maybe that New York State, for example, would end up reversing?
Well, let me just parse through that. New York State does have a law that reaches minors. At the time that we brought this lawsuit against the adult-focused law, it is the case that various New York City assemblymen and assemblywomen said, we have to repeal this because we're afraid that the Second Circuit or the Supreme Court might strike it down and set a bad precedent. In other words, they said, we have to repeal this because we know it's going to be held unconstitutional. That type of challenge on one or another of these laws that are reaching minors, including teenagers, 17-year-olds, one or another of these is going to make its way up to a high court before long, and we will get some more clear constitutional guidance.
Roger, thank you for that. For those minors that are genuinely struggling with same-sex attraction, from a legal perspective, what are some things maybe that people could do going forward?
Every now and then there is somebody who feels like they can afford to stand up and fight about this. Others are simply talking with pastoral counselors, which some of the laws on these topics have exemptions for pastoral counseling and some do not, which in our view raises even additional constitutional problems. So finding out the law in your jurisdiction with some care, considering talking with those you trust about whether there needs to be a challenge, talking to pastors, there's just a variety of paths, but certainly it is intentionally being made difficult for young people who want advice and help as they struggle, frankly, with figuring out their identity and the lives that they want to live just at a time that all of us are growing up and figuring out our identity.
Roger Brooks, thank you for your time. Where can people stay up to date on the legal battles that ADF is fighting?
They can always go to the ADF website at adflegal.org, and I'm sure there are ways to sign up for regular emails, but the website continually posts news on these issues. And as you mentioned earlier, often when there is an important victory, the mainstream media is not so interested in reporting that. So you really need to go and look for that news.
That's Roger Brooks with Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.